This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Hundreds of young people who were brought into the U.S. as kids without citizenship status attend colleges around New Mexico. Many were shielded from deportation by the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA. President Trump announced the end of DACA on Tuesday morning and will begin phasing out the program in March, which will affect 800,000 recipients nationwide. Hundreds of people marched at the University of New Mexico campus on Tuesday afternoon to demand equality and rights for immigrant students. Demonstrators at UNM chanted, "Undocumented, unafraid." They marched through campus to the university president's office to deliver a message.
Today is a very sad day. It's a step back.
Zoila Alvarez is a third-year law student at UNM, and she says the uncertainty will be devastating to the peace of mind and identity of DACA recipients at the law school.
Having this program taken away is really going to jeopardize not only their mental health, but their pathway into being able to practice law.
The immigrant community is resilient and will push through, she says.
This will not break us. DACA was a band-aid. It wasn't amnesty, it wasn't comprehensive immigration, it wasn't the Dream Act, it was a band-aid.
Our parents and our families are the original dreamers.
Yasmin Irosoki Ruiz led the crowd through chants and shared her personal history. She says she's not any more worthy of protection than the family members who got her here.
Only 800,000 people were covered with DACA. That means our families were not covered with DACA. And now is the time that we need to come together and continue to fight for more than DACA.
Ruiz is a medical student and DACA recipient. She says Congress needs to get it together and pass something more permanent that helps even more people.
The very first thing that people need to do is stop talking about us without us. They need to bring the people who are directly affected to the table, because we know what our community is facing and we know what the solutions are.
The removal of this puts all these people at risk. It harms the economy, and the effects are going to be unprecedented.
Eduardo Esquivel, a biochemistry major, says despite that risk, immigrant students and their allies will refuse to fall into the trap of fear.
We will not go back into the shadows, and we just want to let everyone know that this is our home and that we are here to stay.
UNM's interim president, Shauki Abdallah, says the university will work with Congress to create a more permanent system to shield undocumented students.
We follow the rules and regulations, and today DACA students remain protected, the ones who are in this position, but you know, future ones will not be, and what we're trying to do is make sure that those laws are protecting everybody and to make them permanent.
But will UNM create policies on its own to further protect people on campus? Abdallah wouldn't say. Vice President for Student Affairs Cheo Torres says he wants Dreamers to stay in the U.S., and not just because this is the only country many of them have ever known.
We already have engineers, teachers, lawyers, physicians that are Dreamers. And what a shame what this country is doing to these wonderful students.
Torres says somewhere between 500 and 1,000 DACA students are enrolled at UNM. Just a mile or so away from UNM is Central New Mexico Community College, where Dr. Kathy Winograd says Trump's announcement created a tense mood. She has been the president there for 12 years.
We have a lot of very fearful students who are truly trying to improve their lives and create a better situation for their children, who are often citizens of the United States.
Like UNM President Abdallah, Winograd says CNM is a public institution that's required to follow the law, but she's hopeful Congress will create new law over the next 6 months to protect undocumented students. KUNM reached out to Gary Carruthers, the chancellor at New Mexico State University down south in Las Cruces. He was also once a Republican governor of New Mexico. In a memo, he wrote that NMSU stands with students and employees who are part of DACA. Find his full statement online at KUNM.org. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.